fresh free grand draw from People's Bank. Stand a fabulous chance to win one of the 9 brand new Suzuki Alto cars every month. From 216 winners, become one of the 24 lucky winners to win 100,000 rupees every month. From 6,210 winners, become one of the 690 lucky winners to win 10,000 rupees every month. At the year-end grand draw, win two luxury houses each worth 10 million rupees. Hurry, start saving now with People's Bank.
In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. It's precisely 6:15. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. The news edited by Darshana Ashokakumara and I'm Sharifa Tahir. Headlines of the local news. The President heaves on the issue of Mugekota traders. A debate on the new electricity tariff is being held in Parliament. The Public Utility Commission endorses the new tariff. The Human Rights Commission visits Azad Saleh. The Army Commander expresses deep commitment towards securing hard-won peace. Details of the local news. President Mahinda Rajapaksa has ordered the relevant officials to temporarily halt the demolition of supermarket complex in Mugekota. The President has highlighted the importance of obtaining suggestions and opinions of the traders before removing the complex. He also stressed the need of restructuring the supermarket complex to meet the modern day demands. The President made these comments when he met traders at Temple Trees yesterday. The President also noted that construction works should tally with the local needs, but some factions are leveling baseless allegations against ongoing development activities to fulfill their narrow political objectives. Meanwhile, biography of Minister Nimasiri Palani Silva, which is authored by journalist of the SLBC Upul Janaka Jayasingha, Matisabe Ranahanda Nima, was presented to the President at Temple Trees today. A debate on the new electricity tariff is being held in Parliament. Addressing the House, Parliamentarian Tissa Athanaike announced that the new tariff revision was wielded a great amount of impact to every sector of the country. He requested the government to withdraw the tariff revision. Parliamentarian Sajid Premadasa highlighted that the tariff revision causes severe injustice to the low-income families. Mr. W.D.J. Senimiratna recalled that during UNP regimes, electricity bills were raised by 45% and 31%. He pointed out that the UNP is trying to obtain political mileages out of the electricity tariff revision. Parliamentarian Sunil Hanumanathi noted that corruption, waste and irregularities have resulted in increase of cost to generation of electricity. Deputy Minister told the House that the government continues to provide concessions for the public even though electricity bills were revised. The government expects to add 600 megawatts of electricity to the national grid after completion of the second phase of Muruchello next year. Parliamentarian Vijayadasa Rajapaksa noted that the opposition is ready to assist the government to streamline the Ceylon Electricity Board. The Public Utility Commission has endorsed the new electricity tariff. Chairman of the Commission, President's Council, Dr. Jayathi Siddhikosta, said that the new tariff was prepared as per the declaration by President Mahinda Rajapaksa at the May Day rally. Electricity bill will not be changed up to 60 units. The fuel adjustment charge will be cut by 25% from 61 to 180 units. Representatives of the Sri Lanka Human Rights Commission visited Azad Saleh, who is in custody this morning. The representatives of the Human Rights Commission visited him at the 45th ward of the General Hospital as per a complaint lodged by his son and daughter. A member of the commission, Dr. Pratibha Mahanama, told SLBC that representatives exchanged views with Mr. Saleh. He added that the Human Rights Commission is ready to release a report whether his fundamental rights have been violated as per the observations obtained by the representatives today. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation giving you the news.
the people.
Continuing with the local segment of news, Army Commander Lieutenant General Jagat Jaisuria stresses that the security forces are engaged in ensuring the country's security continuously. The Army is committed to protect hard-won peace. The Army Chief emphasized that no external entity will be allowed to curtail the Army's activities to safeguard peace. The responsibility of maintaining law and order in the country is basically a duty of the police. But the Army occupies a central role in maintaining the country's security and safety. The Army Chief Jagat Jaisuria added that only 96 square kilometers of war-ravaged areas are yet to be demined. The Army is responsible to clear 32 square kilometers. Private parties are clearing the rest of the areas. A contingent of more than 1,000 troops of the Engineering Regiment of the Army is employed in demining activities. The Army commander observed that Sri Lanka will be a mine-free country by the end of this year. Meanwhile, four international training programs are being carried out to share Sri Lankan Army's experience in defeating terrorism. Army personnel from more than 10 countries are attending the courses. Assistant Director of the Disaster Management Center, Srimal Samansiri, says hazard map is being prepared for the country to tackle possible impacts of the climate change. He added that a hazard map is a map that highlights areas that are affected or vulnerable of a particular hazard. As a pilot project, the center is nearing completion of preparing a map for Batticaloa, is an area which is highly vulnerable for an array of natural hazards. Samansiri told SLBC that the Disaster Management Center has focused attention on disaster resilient structures for the area. Batticaloa was severely hit by a 2004 tsunami and many cyclones in recent years. The hazard map is expected to cover the entire island. Period chanting organized by the Ministry of Defence and Urban Development will be held at the BMICH this afternoon. CDFM of the SLBC has made arrangements to air the event live. And to conclude local news, here are the headlines again. The President heaves on the issue of Nugeko to traders. A debate on the new electricity tariff is being held in Parliament. The Public Utility Commission endorses the new tariff. The Human Rights Commission visits Azad Saleh. The Army Commander expresses deep commitment towards securing hard-won peace. That's local news.
At the Jayashree Grand Draw from People's Bank, stand a fabulous chance to win one of the 9 brand new Suzuki Alto cars every month. Watch Light.
And on what slide, a document table by High Education Minister S.P. Dissanayake in Parliament yesterday stated that there were opportunities for nearly 1,292 foreign students to study in local universities. He further stated that a quota of 0.5% had been allocated for foreign students in local universities. However, qualified foreign students are migrated. Sri Lankan students have not applied for other subject streams except for medical science. That's on Watchlight.
Watchlight. Heralding victory, providing unmatchable service, People's Leasing transforms the nation, embracing change as People's Leasing and Finance PLC. People's Leasing and Finance PLC, incorporated on 22nd August 1995, is licensed by the Monetary Board of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka under the Finance Business Act No. 42 of 2011 and rated AA-.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
And on World News headlines, gunmen abduct Pakistan ex-PM Gilani's son at rally. A fire in a garment factory in Dhaka has killed at least 8 people. Nazi-themed Wagner Opera cancelled in Dusseldorf. Details of the world news, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani says his son has been kidnapped by unidentified gunmen during an election rally. Mr. Gilani has said his son Ali Haider, a candidate from the Pakistan's People's Party, was seized in the central city of Multan. He was accused his political opponents of being behind the attack, which came ahead of Saturday's elections. One person was reportedly killed when the attackers opened fire at the rally. No group has so far claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack. A fire in a garment factory in the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka has killed at least 8 people. Officials said the blaze happened overnight in the Mirpur industrial district. It came with the issue of industrial safety in Bangladesh under intense scrutiny after the collapse of an 8-story building last month. On Thursday, officials confirmed that at least 912 people had died in that disaster. Reports suggested that the police officer and the owner of the factory were among the 8 killed in Wednesday's blaze. And finally on world news, a controversial production of the Wagner Opera at one of the major German opera houses has been cancelled because of harrowing scenes involving Nazis. The Rheinoper, based in Dusseldorf, said some of the audience had to seek medical help following early performances of Tannhauser, but the producer refused to turn down the staging set in a concentration camp during the Holocaust. The production has now been cancelled with only concert performances planned. That's on World News.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
The main news story is brought to you by Siddhalota Vedamahatmya.
On the main news story, President Mahinda Rajapaksha has ordered the relevant officials to temporarily hold the demolition of supermarket complex in Nagegada. The president has highlighted the importance of obtaining suggestions and opinions of the traders before removing the complex. He also stressed the need of restructuring the supermarket complex to meet the modern-day demands. The president made these comments when he met traders at Temple Trees yesterday. That's the main news story.
The main news story was brought to you by Siddhalota Vedamahatmya.
Marvel product that has brought relief to millions the world over. Siddhalepa. Fever, headache, wheezing, toothache, muscle pain, backache from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Siddhalepa is the immediate relief giver to pain or discomfort in any part of your body. Siddhalepa is a Vedamahatmya who should leave every home.
Siddhalepa, a truly Sri Lankan product from the Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
Siddhalepa, a 2.5 gram pack is 25 rupees.
Sports News brought to you with the compliments of Singer. Trusted excellence.
No brands, no choice from the world's best names. Singer Plus.
Singer Plus.
And on sports news, Mushfiqur Rahim has announced that he will be resigning as Bangladesh captain after the end of the current series. His announcement, which came a few minutes after his team lost the third ODI to Zimbabwe, and with it the series, took the BCB and most observers and journalists by surprise, but the board has decided to back him as captain. The post-match press conference in Bulawayo was addressed by vice-captain Mahmudullah, but after his final answer, Mushfiqur lifted his hand to ask the journalists to stay a minute longer. That's when sports news, business and economic news follows.
Sports news was brought to you with the compliments of Singer, trusted excellence.
The best selection and the best of choice for everybody.
Anything that you ever need at the best prices too.
With the lowest down payment around and easy payment too. All over Sri Lanka, you'll find a Singer Plus.